Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is in our virtual green room. And Bob, boy, it just keeps getting more and more interesting. We're going to talk about Jeb Bush in just a second. But Donald Trump, it's official. He's in the race. Is this for real or is this a reality television show?
Well, not to correct you on your own show, but it's JJ and DT. Just Jeb. There is no Jeb Bush anymore. It's just Jeb, okay?
And just
DT's
Jeb.
Donald Trump. Well, Jeb Bush wants to be known as Jeb. But Donald Trump's in the race, and I've got to tell you, as people are scoffing and everything, it's not that he'll win, but I think he's going to cause a major migraine for Jeb Bush. He's going to be under scrutiny with finances. I'm talking about Donald Trump. And I don't think he just ran purely ego. That's part of it. I think he's really going to be causing a problem for Jeb Bush.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you just wonder. People are celebrity crazed. He is a celebrity as well as a filthy rich man who can afford it. So there's the two different sides of that. He's sounded off about politics really his whole life, especially once he was uber famous. So his name is a very recognizable name. Thus, just Donald Trump. People know the Donald when you say that name. It's like a rock star. It's like Beyonce or Cher or whoever.
That's right. I remember Senator Brandstuhl, the state senator in Ohio, said, here, meet this man. He's going to be president of the United States. And I said, listen, nice guy, but he's a governor of Arkansas. Come on. Yeah, the Bill Clinton. And then it's like waking up from a coma, and you look at TV and go, oh, that actor Ronald Reagan, is he still in movies? No, he's the president. So you never know.
Yeah, and along those lines, so there's still so much time out before we go to both conventions and somebody's nominated ultimately and wins this thing, the primaries, and gets enough and becomes the nominee for the Republicans, and we assume it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Is this troublesome to the Clinton campaign at all?
Well, I mean, the Clinton campaign, I think if they would, really say who they want Jeb Bush. And, I mean, if you look at Jeb Bush, he looks like somebody forced him to make the announcement yesterday. He really does. He looks like he doesn't want to be there. And I think if it's and a Republican said it best. I called a very conservative Republican today, and I said, okay, it's Bush versus Clinton. And I said, what do you think? And he said, well, I'm going to vote for Clinton, and I about passed out. And he said, Bush is so bad. And at least with Clinton, you'd have Bill back in there. It's a psychological factor, but, Bill Clinton brings something, whereas George Bush is not going to bring that same pizzazz to Jeb.
Yeah, there you go. I got to ask you to sound off on this one because I just know you have an opinion on this. What do you make of it? And of course, America Tonight is in Spokane. We air in Spokane, in fact, from 9 to midnight on the West Coast. You have this NAACP chief who had to resign because it turns out that she's a white woman portraying herself as a black woman. Some people are trying to say, well, you know what? She really helped the issue, so who cares if she was portraying herself as something she wasn't? But I think it's troublesome because she was lying. Couldn't she have done that as a white woman?
I think it's a problem. We've had discussions before in the past when I was in Congress about people, I've had discussions with, African-American staff that I had, about blackness or whiteness,
Yes.
Somebody's, because we had a staffer that people kind of used to teasing that he wasn't black enough,
No.
And so, you hear some of that. But this isn't a black or whiteness issue. This is a fact that she lied and she sued over being a certain race, and she said that she had a bow and arrow and she had to hunt food, and I just think it has zero credibility. And also, you know, the whole comparison with Bruce Jenner, oh, please, let's stop that. I think she's a person that has an identity crisis, and because of her lying, she could have taken some credit if she didn't go through the whole lying, you know, process as she has. But in the first place, to represent yourself as, you know, black when you're not in the get-go, you know, plenty of Caucasians, white people can help on
yep.
race issues with black and minority
yep.
issues. And
yeah,
white.
I agree. Yeah, so why not just do it that way? That's my problem. That's it
right.
in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And the comparisons to Jenner is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is it's bizarre.
It is. It's bizarre. And speaking of bizarre, in Texas, you read this story. You might have read this, or maybe you didn't. But when turns out when the former governor, Rick Perry, was the governor, he ordered a reinforcement of security. So Texas is spending $800 million to create their own virtual border in the state, virtual border patrol. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I knew he did that, and, you know, we had supported a National Guard on the border. I actually went down to the border and met with our own National Guard. So, you know, we have National Guard that's been deployed, and President Obama's done that, too. And but to do his own border patrol, that was a bit, you know, Rick Parrish type of a move. But, yeah, that's an ongoing cost they're going to have to live with. They get a tight budget. They're going to have to rely on the Fed versus what they spend on the state.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. So, you know, then here's this other thing. The, you know, you were looking at, I'm just going to jump across the pond for a second because this had you written all over it. David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, is now they're all over him because conservatives want to leave the EU. Wow. What's going on in Europe?
Yeah, well, Greece, of course, is understandable that they have an extreme problem and they're financially gone. But, I mean, people, you know, you get into the EU and then, I mean, what do you want to do with that? It's sort of like the conservatives that want to get out of the United Nations and in the Congress, you know, just completely get out of the UN. And I think maybe there's some dissatisfaction or some people say, oh, it's going to take over British sovereignty. And so I think you've got some grumblings, but I just can't imagine where England just separates itself from all of Europe. I can't imagine it.
Yeah, I can't imagine it either. Very, very strange. I think the same thing. But then again, it's a wacky, wacky world. You know, we never know what's going to happen, right, Bob?
That's right. Yeah, well, we won't know 2016 until it completely hits us because that's going to, I'm telling you, this is going to be a bizarre, bizarre year. Really?
Yeah, I think the conventions, at first I thought, wow, the conventions may be ho-hum, but I don't think they're going to be ho-hum at all. I think there's going to be a lot of electricity, even coming from the Democrats. So Ohio's going to be like a live wire, and so is Philadelphia. And you, how many conventions have you been to, especially when you were running?
Oh, I was 19 when I went to my first one in 76.
Oh.
I was a Ford delegate and at large. So I was way back when. Now Ellen Ratner forces me to go to them. That's what she does. I wanted to mention one other thing. All this hullabaloo about Nancy Pelosi hurting the Democrat Party and going against the president, she really did a favor, frankly, honestly, for the Democrat Party on this trade bill. The polls show that overwhelmingly Democrats are against this. And by the way, even more Republicans are against it than even Democrats. So I don't think she hurt anything. I think she really did everybody a favor on the Democratic side. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Bob May, always fun to talk to you. We'll chat with
you again
soon.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Elder has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Tonight, remember, you can always weigh in on the Donald. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Does he really have any impact on the race whatsoever? Absolutely he does. He could take votes away and help the Democrats. On the other hand, he could help focus some that are probably more serious contenders than Trump is when he's in the middle of the debates. Either way, it makes it pretty interesting, doesn't it? 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your two cents. One thing we probably won't hear him say is this phrase very much to the people around him, I'm thinking.
You're fired.
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 Of course, one never knows. He might get frustrated, but I doubt it. So he joins the crowd. There's 12 Republicans running for president right now. He finally jumped in. Year after year after year, we'd hear him complain, criticize, and now he decides to do it. And you really can't get a straight answer out of Trump. He is forever Barnum and Bailey, that's for sure, right? And the ultimate showman. But I do think, having grown up outside of New York in my entire life, having seen, even as a kid, having seen Trump quoted here and there and about politics and whatnot, I think that, there's no question that he always has had something to say about politics, but as for jumping in, because he made money in real estate and so many other ways with his ventures, whether it was commercial or whether it's reality television, whatever it he had his hands in, it made no sense that he would jump into politics simply from an economic point of view, right? Didn't make any sense. And now he is. Now he's in the middle of it. So you can decide serious or, you know, or not. But he's in. And the issues, how big do the issues become when he says build a wall? Let's just build a wall, right? The thing is with this, let's just build a wall, is how many people have been saying that for how long? And we see what has happened with Obama and the Dreamers and the tug of war over what ultimately is going to happen there. I mean, we just have this pass the potato mentality when it comes to anything immigration. Well, if I say this, I might upset the people too far to the left. If I say this, I might not go far enough. If I'm somewhere in the middle, then I'm not doing much of anything. It's crazy. I mean, there's another thing that's a conversation that's been talked about ever since I was a kid. Something that hasn't been solved. The riddle. The impossibility of it all. And if only laws had been enforced, you know, then we wouldn't have the immigration problem we have now. Sure, there'd be people that would get over the border, but not to the amounts. Wouldn't have it. But yet we still continue to talk about it. Reform. What are we going to do? What happens? The thing that's getting the most buzz besides Donald Trump's campaign announcement, jumping into the White House race, and thumping Jeb Bush, by the way. Trump, when he was asked about Jeb Bush, said the last thing we need is another Bush, saying that that partially pushed him into jumping in, deciding, okay, I guess I'm going to go for it then, the more he saw what was going on with Bush. So when he announced, he did an exclusive interview with Bill O'Reilly, and he said that he doesn't have time for the presidential hopeful and brother of George W. Bush. He said, I'm not a big fan of Jeb Bush. Last thing we need is another one of them. Believe me. He said, if this country, if we have another politician, and that includes Hillary, if we have another politician, this country's going down. He said he wouldn't pull any punches against ISIS. He said he would hit them so hard I would find a proper general, find a Patton or MacArthur, and I would hit them so hard your head would spin. So can this real estate mogul, billionaire, businessman, reality television star, can he or will he have some kind of an impact on the race? He certainly will, unless he doesn't stay in long enough. When he was asked about the Iran nuclear deal, he said he would do a deal with the Iranians, but not the deal currently being negotiated by the Obama administration. He said, personally, I'd put on the sanctions big league. I double and triple up the sanctions and make a deal from strength. Boy, I tell you, I have to agree with that one. Well, that was part of the problem, right? That they weren't squeezing them hard enough. The sanctions weren't tough enough. Push hard enough on that place that hurts them economically, and perhaps you see different results. So I agree with a couple of things that Trump says, actually. I just don't think he really has much of a chance. I mean, it really is Jeb Bush's race. Jeb Bush's race to probably lose. But the money is on Jeb Bush, like it or not. All right, as I sit here speaking, it's all about the rain. Tropical Storm Bill, check this out. For all of you who are high and dry and would like to have a little bit of water, is dumping, they say, up to about 12 inches of rain on the Texas coastline. So making landfall, it's already been pretty bad, but it's going up the belly of Texas. meaning a lot of people are going to be hit with this storm that is barreling through. 12 inches of rain after having 35 trillion gallons of rain dropped on Texas in 6 weeks is a lot. Brutal winds, waves crashing against the seawall on the city of Galveston, and it's moving pretty fast. Heavy rain, flash floods. I mean, this has got to be one of the wettest springs they've ever had in the Lone Star State. Austin, 12 inches of rain. Oklahoma, not exempt from this either, 4 to 8 inches of rain. Crazy. And you know, it's really weird. The Texas soil is so saturated from the rainfall. They have this new phenomenon. For all of you listening to us in New Jersey and in New England, check this out. They call it the brown ocean effect. And they say it's still on the table because of what's happened with the land, basically, because it's so saturated. And there's one area not far from my house, the Trinity River. And it's past its flood stages, well over its flood stages. It's very strange to see street signs covered up, parks covered up, sidewalks covered up, just flooded, just covered with rain. So Tropical Storm Bill, even tornadoes are possible. Already FEMA has paid $38 million in Texas flood insurance claims. So the saturated grounds, the flash flooding, the river flooding, it's bad stuff. Oh, bad stuff. 12 inches, 9 inches, 7 inches, any of that, any of it's bad. And here we are in the middle of hurricane season, so heavy rains from these storms especially, and they say they're going to produce more of it. They think that the hurricanes, we're going to see a season where they were talking about below normal, but now it's looking completely different. There were only 7 named storms in 1992. 7 named storms. But you know what happened? Hurricane Andrew was a Cat 5. I mean, southern Florida was basically, so many of you listening to us in the great state of Florida, was basically ripped to shreds by Andrew. So beware when they say it's going to be a hurricane season below normal. We're definitely not off the hook. And we're already seeing what a tropical storm is doing. So batten the hatches if you're listening to me anywhere in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, those kind of spots, those nooks and crannies. Hang with us.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Tonight, with us in what I like to call our virtual green room, Marita Noon. She is the Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great and Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy, or CARE. And so you know, the gist of what Marita talks about, a lot of what she talks about, is what's going on with energy and anything related to energy. And certainly what we see politically happening. And it is crazy. It is a wild tug of war. As you know, this is an issue. Anything energy related is something that is very near and dear to my heart, because I see what's happening to people when they don't pay attention, and then they're just seeing red when they figure out, oof, we've been hoodwinked again. So we had Jeb Bush, who declared his candidacy the other day. And then, of course, you know, we've got Hillary Clinton, who's running around and playing pick your poison on whatever issue it is. And, you know, she's talking about the fact that she's going to focus on income inequality a lot. That seems to be one of the main things of her campaigns. But one of the things she's going to be talking about is tax cuts. And tax cuts is one of the things that the Republicans are arguing about in this preliminary stages before we get to the primaries, because we're way ahead of the game and we're way ahead of both of these conventions, of course. So what do we do when the economy is like the pond that used to be in my backyard and is completely stagnant, and jobs that are massively dependent, because I know some people who fell by the wayside on this, on manufacturing you know, energy, anything created to the energy sectors, when they're just completely ignored or pushed to the side, and we see what happens, especially when we're talking about green energy and things that have flopped before. I'm thinking of Solyndra. I'm going in a couple of different directions, but it's craziness. So, Marita, thanks so much, first of all, for coming on with us, because we talk a lot about ethanol and what are we doing with, you know, what's happening with ethanol, what's going on, as I said, with green energy and some of the pushes to try to force that down a lot of people's throats where they can't afford it. I guess we'll start with the, you know, just overall where you see energy in relationship to what's happening for the people who live in primary states that they care about voting-wise, Ohio and Pennsylvania, for example. What do you think?
Well, energy is certainly going to play an important role. And in fact, I just sent out in my newsletter last week, I had a paragraph in it saying that whoever ends up being our 45th president, it is imperative that they understand the role that energy plays in America, the American way of life, and the American economy. And that is certainly, unfortunately, not going to be Hillary Clinton, because we know from last September was really her first big energy speech. Well, she was not an officially declared candidate. We certainly all knew she was a candidate. And at Harry Reid's Clean Energy Conference in Las Vegas last September, we can see that a Hillary Clinton presidency will be a third term of Obama's policies. Plus, this past weekend at her Roosevelt rally, as I like to call it, she again parroted one of President Obama's favorite lines in saying that climate change is one of the biggest crises of our time. So we know where she's going to be headed. To me, the question is, which of the Republican candidates are going to be strong on energy? And to me, that's a question at this point.
Yeah, so in looking at the candidates that are already in there, nobody pops out as the strongest so far?
Well, I mean, Rick Perry, as the former governor of Texas, certainly understands energy. And in the 2012 election cycle, he was the strong one on energy. And, you know, he has that potential again. However, at the moment, he's at the very bottom of the polling, though we all know that could change anytime.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting in the one thing about these debates, hopefully there are questions about energy, because, you know, climate change, I can't imagine that doesn't come up anyway. Climate change, clean energy, talking about that. And
well,
just,
you know, let me interrupt you for a moment, if I may. My column that's out this week is entitled "To Win, Republicans Must Be Strong on Energy."
Yeah.
And I'm looking in my column, it's based on polling. And it's based specifically on some brand new polling that just came out that's done by the Consumer Energy Alliance. And so some people, in fact, on my Breitbart column, one person commented, you know, that this is advertising masquerading as news. But and they called this poll that I was citing push polling. But in my column, I also cite a Gallup poll and a Pew Research Center poll, neither of which could be considered conservative or slanting Republican in any way.
Yeah.
And when you look at the political breakdown, it's fascinating, where the Republican voters stand on climate change. And the Republican voters today are, like, it depends on the poll, but it's like 13% of Republican voters think climate change is something to worry about or something that government should be a priority. It's very low. And in fact, it's down, again, depending on the poll, but it's down like 13% in Republicans from 2000 or 2007, again, depending on the poll. But the Republicans' concern about climate change is very low and lower than it was in the previous polling. So a Republican candidate who's addressing climate change is, in my opinion, wasting their airtime. They're wasting their time on the debate stage because it just plain is not an issue Republicans care about. However, Democrats, when you look at the same polling, Democrats are up 4% from the 2000 or 2007. Their concern about climate change has increased, which is why Hillary Clinton is talking about it.
Yeah, and you say that, you know, the polling you talk about, the Hickman Analytics, you know, in looking at that, and you say this, too, that you look at voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and they're concerned about energy policy, especially, which I mentioned at the top, stagnant economy, job creation, manufacturing, all that kind of stuff. So it goes back around to economic growth and what happens regionally if you puncture what's happening energy-wise in those areas. So it would be wise, as you say, you're not sure who that person is going to be, maybe Rick Perry, but it would be wise for someone to focus on that Republican-wise, don't you think?
I definitely do, and of course that's the theme of my column is, you know, kind of yoo-hoo, Republican candidates, look at these polling numbers, because these polling numbers show that energy is top of mind for voters, especially in those early states. And, you know, like I said, Rick Perry was strong on energy in 2012. We haven't heard a lot from him on that yet, and no one else has really come out talking about energy. So I think John Kasich, assuming he gets in, will also be strong on energy. He's Iowa. He's seen a real transformation in their economy thanks to the energy sector. And he's probably the only other one in there that has really personally experienced that growth.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. And I mentioned the two places, other places you're connected with. And one group is CARE, Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. Explain that. I the word responsible energy, I think, responsible. Let's keep the prices so they're not gouging us that we can't even afford energy.
Well, I would agree with you that that would be responsible. I mean, to me, responsible energy is the energy that is economic, efficient, and effective. Because how responsible is it to keep throwing good money after bad, as was just announced that the Department of Energy is putting hundreds of thousands of more dollars, hundreds of millions of more dollars towards green energy projects. And, it's the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy is focused on educating the public about the role that energy plays. And then the other organization, which is a 501c4, Energy Makes America Great, Inc., is focused on advocacy and moving people to action, call Congress, make a move on this. And so that's the difference.
All right, I love it. Marina Noon, thanks so much. I want to tell everyone to go to Breitbart.com and they can check out some of your stuff there. You also have a weekly podcast. How can they listen to your podcast?
It's on americaswebradio.com, and what I do is I take the theme of each week's column and interview experts that have more expertise than I do, certainly people who helped me write each column as my guests. In fact, on my polling column for this week, it airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on America's Web Radio, and then a few days after that, you can listen to it anytime on online listening, podcast, at whatever you want. But I've recorded this week's show. I've recorded three of the four segments already, and it's going to be a fascinating show talking about the role polling plays in politics in America today.
Oh, I love it. I always talk about polls here on America Tonight, and all, not just with energy, but with a lot of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right,
I had a great guest you might want. One of my guests was super great.
Oh, great, great. Let's, who's the guest? We'll have to connect on that. That would be terrific.
Yeah, his name is Bruce Donisthorpe. He's out of Albuquerque, but he's got 35 years in politics on Capitol Hill, 10 years in polling. Fascinating guy to talk to. He's was my guest for two of my segments on my show that I recorded today.
All right, awesome. Done and done. I love it. Thanks, Marie. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Could not fit in these places. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Turns for this hour of America Tonight. More signs that it's time to cry. Oh, the Gap. A piece of my childhood closing. I used to work at a Gap. In fact, I was a clothing manager for a Gap store when I first got out of college. That was the big bad job that I got at first. I worked as an intern at a radio in Philadelphia, an all-news station called KYW. But anyway, I worked at the Gap, and that was really what fed the economic engine. And they're closing. Do we have any tears? Oh, they're closing 107. Yeah. Yeah. The Gap. The Gap opened its doors in 1969. They're closing 175 stores. And cutting back a whole bunch of people. They say like 1,600 people or 1,600 stores worldwide. They're going to still run, but they're closing so many others. But and they have other brands. Banana Republic, Intermix is another one, blah, blah, blah. But they're going to have to lay off employees, and they're going to have to get rid of those stores because they're trying something different. The gap is history, isn't it? So much a part of the culture that the Gap was made fun of on Saturday Night Live, if you remember. They used to do a whole Gap scene. And they say they got to cut costs and they got to boost sales. Sounds familiar, right? Bottom line, the restructuring is going to cost about $150 million. Oh, I used to love to go to those stores. Seemed like I always had sales. Maybe that was the problem. There's another sale. Time to go to the Gap. All right, as we close out here and talk about some of the things, other things that are happening, I'll tell you, every time I see this James Holmes, it gets weirder and weirder. But, you know, he's doing the whole courtroom thing, and an ex-girlfriend said that he obsessed about killing, and his psychiatrist said he thought 3 to 4 times a day about killing people. And this was someone who treated Holmes. He is, in case you don't know, the guy who went into the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, a couple summers ago, and killed 12 people and wounded 70. He was an anxious, antisocial oddball, is how he's being described, who was obsessed with death. And it, you know, it's been a packed courtroom. And back in March of 2012, he told the psychiatrist he had homicidal thoughts as often as that many times. And then he ended up in that movie theater getting weapons, and the psychiatrist said that he never named a target, because people are looking at this Lynn Fenton, her name is, who treated him at a mental health clinic at the University of Colorado, as, you know, she's the most anticipated witness, I think, of everybody that's come, you know, been called, because people want to know what she knew and how come there was no way to stop this. She testified that she treated him from mid-March until June 11th when he left, when he flunked out of his postgraduate course in neuroscience. He walked out of her office, she says, without saying goodbye or shaking her hand or any of that kind of stuff. And then it was just a month later when he had all that armor on, went into the theater at the midnight premiere of The Dark Knight Rises, and now he's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. So if he's convicted of the murder, prosecutors are trying to get the death penalty, and I'm sorry, I think this is a death penalty case written all over it. So Fenton and the university are being sued. The psychiatrist and the university are being sued by relatives of some of the victims, and she said she never, you know, before had spoken publicly about her 7 meetings with him. But hours before the attack, he had mailed her a notebook that had sketches of the theater, details of the plans, and his rationale for carrying out the shootings. He told a psychiatrist that it was important for people to understand, and the notebook also had his rambling thoughts about life and death and his broken brain and all these other things. And that notebook was mailed to her. And he said he never spoke of, or when Fenton testified, she said Holmes never spoke of taking his own life during the sessions, nor was talked about being manic or depressed or seeing other things, hallucinations, like he did in the notebook. And I guess that's some of the rambling stuff that he put there. That it's just awful. And they're going after the university because the question keeps coming over up over and over again. What could have been done? Could she have done anything? She says she focused on trying to just build a relationship, an alliance with him, so he would take his medication and keep coming back for counseling. She said she worried more that he'd drop out of treatment rather than carry out any plans to kill anybody, and that the diagnosis evolved over a bunch of different sessions. So I don't know. Was this psychiatrist not a great psychiatrist? How do you, you know, it's kind of like this thing where when we're talking about mental health problems and knowing whether somebody's going to snap or not. How do you know? There is no, but I mean, there's rare cases of it, I would imagine, but how would you know that? And the crazy thing is, he talked about when he was in her sessions, he talked about the Unabomber, he talked about the Tylenol terrorists, you know, he definitely was looking up notorious people. And because of dropping out and because of not functioning and because of these homicidal impulses, he decided to go through with his plan. Prosecutors are saying they're going to finish their case by the end of next week, so that's good news. Wrap this up and let's see what happens with James Holmes. Do they buy the whole insanity thing, or does he have to answer for the crime with his own life? Does he get the death penalty? And the death penalty now is so iffy for so many people, not easy to get a jury to sign off on that, to go along and to say, oh yeah, this is death penalty all the way. Now it's kind of iffy, frankly. I mean, here there's clear-cut evidence. He was the one. He was in the theater. He came out. He put his hands up, the whole thing. You know, there's no question it's him, but it's more a question of how far will the jury go because of things that have happened in recent times where too many people have been accused of murders and convicted, and then they're overturned, and DNA evidence and something else happens that changes the fate of someone on death row. I think there is a move afoot to push back on the death penalty, much more than I've ever felt that before. But if there's ever anyone who was a candidate for it, it would be him. What he did was absolutely heinous. Innocent people, boom, trapped like they were in a cage. What are they going to do? Throwing the tear gas. Nobody can get to him, but he can get to everybody else, and they're like sitting targets. And he went after, 70 people wounded. He went after every person that he could get. Every person, just random. What a random act of violence. Random act. I'm going to leave with this thought. Donald Trump took his show on the road in Iowa, and his run is officially on. He says, we have losers leading our country. It's time for a change. He's that change. I don't know. Can you imagine his wife? What, this is like his third wife? What's her name? She would be the first lady. Hey, there's what's her name, that beautiful model, as the first lady. I don't think so. It's going to be tough to beat Hillary Clinton, but it's going to be tough to snag that Republican nod. The Wheel of Fortune spins on. 12 candidates and counting. Thanks for listening.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.